Parks the first thing goes cutting.
Uh-huh.
Then they got a landslide, you know, just in there, mole board.
Uh-huh.
Behind that park.
Uh-huh.
I'll go out a mini one.
Yeah. Well, what do you, when you use a bull tongue plow, you're digging what?
That's a bull tongue, you lay off around them.
Uh-huh.
The plant.
Yeah, okay. Now, what about the kind that you use for, when you're going to plant? You say you're, the first thing you cut in the field is a...
turning plow.
And what does that make?
That means the first plow you turn it up with.
That makes the furrows?
Yeah, he just turns the ground all up and makes a furrow of them bull tongues.
Make the furrows with the bull tongues?
Yeah, I can make a furrow with a turning plow.
And then if you wanted to get all the brush and trees off of land...
Well, I call it, they call it burning.
All
right. Clean up the new ground, now, burning the brush.
All right. Now if you're going to dig out the roots and everything of the trees, the stumps, then you might say you're...
grubbing them out.
Okay. Is there another expression you use when you're just cutting it down flat to the ground, other than clearing it?
Well, I don't know.
How about bushing or brushing?
Bush hog?
Brushing the land or bushing the land?
Well, they've got a bush hog, you know, now. You just run the rat around up there and cut them all clear as all.
Uh-huh. And when you do that, what's that machine now? What's it called? Is it a machine?
Bush hog.
A bush hog?
Mm-hmm.
What is that? Is that you attach that to a tractor?
Yeah. Never had none of them without a tractor.
Uh-huh. Now, when you do that, do you call that bushing the land?
Bush hogging.
Bush hogging.
Yeah.
Bush hogging the land. Okay. And then, if you planted something, like you plant alfalfa, and you cut it, or clover or something, and then you cut it once, and then it comes up again.
Second time.
And what do you call that second time? You call that a second?
Second cutting.
And what about potatoes? You planted potatoes. You hadn't planted potatoes this year, but the potatoes came up anyway.
I'm a volunteer.
Okay. And then if you're talking about how much wheat, do you grow much wheat?
Used to grow it. Ain't grown none for, 30 or 40 years.
How much did you get to an acre?
Well, in this part of the country, this is a wheat country. If you got 20 bushels an acre, it's pretty good.
Uh-huh.
In Tennessee.
You'd say that was a pretty good...
pretty good crop. Of course, down in Indiana and Illinois, they can grow way more than that.
Now, when you harvested wheat, you probably did that... did you do that? You didn't do that exactly the same way you did hay, did you?
No. You harvest wheat with what they call a crail. That harvested by hand. You take it, had a long blade, about 3 foot long.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, 3 foot, maybe a little long. And fingers in it like that.
Uh-huh.
And you come around that way and then lay it over there and tie it up in bundles by hand.
Uh-huh.
That is crailing.
Uh-huh.
Then you got them reapers, you know, to pull the horses.
Uh-huh. Now when you put it in bundles, what did you do with the bundles then? You took the bundles and put them together and made a
shock.
All right. And how many bundles in a shock?
12.
And what? And now there were 10. Were there 10 on the bottom and 2 on the top? Is that?
That's right.
What did you call the ones on the top?
Cap bundle.
Right. Did you ever hear that called a rudder?
A what?
A rudder.
No. Call it a cap bundle.
Cap bundle. And how about oats? How were they harvested?
They broke the same way as wheat.
But like when you combine oats, the two processes are